Have you, like I, been looking for a skincare product that can effectively combat aging and wrinkles and help restore the youthful appearance to our skin that we always are looking for? And for me, I'd like for it to be organic too. Well, I found such a cream. It's called Purity Woods. They have this age-defying dream cream that's an absolute game changer. It's going to make you look and feel like you've jumped back years in time. And it contains this revolutionary formula called maple leaf extract and 25 other unique ingredients that help eliminate fine lines, wrinkles, age spots, and even uneven skin tone. Turn back time on the appearance of your skin with Purity Woods Age-Defying Dream Cream. Just go to puritywoods.com/Julie Ryan or enter code Julie Ryan at checkout for 27% off your first order. That's Purity Woods, P as in Peter, U-R-I-T as in Tim, Y, Woods, W-O-O-D-S.com and enter Julie Ryan, no spaces, just Julie and Ryan together for 27% off your first order.
Julie Ryan, noted psychic and medical intuitive, is ready to answer your personal questions, even those you never knew you could ask. For more than 25 years, as she developed and refined her intuitive skills, Julie used her knowledge as a successful inventor and businesswoman to help others. Now, she wants to help you to grow, heal, and get the answers you've been longing to hear. Do you have a question for someone who's transitioned? Do you have a medical issue? What about your pet's health or behavior? Perhaps you have a loved one who's close to death and you'd like to know what's happening. Are you on the path to fulfill your life's purpose? No matter where you are in the world, take a journey to the other side and ask Julie Ryan.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ask Julie Ryan Show. I'm so thrilled you're with us. This is the place where we combine spirituality and practicality to help us live a life of purpose and joy. And we got a whole bunch of callers. If you want to join us for a conversation, go to AskJulieRyanShow.com. That's AskJulieRyanShow.com. And then we got a bunch of people joining us on our YouTube live stream, and that's at AskJulieRyan. So AskJulieRyanShow.com. If you want to have a conversation, if you just want to ask a question, we're on YouTube at Ask Julie Ryan. That's easy for me to say, at Ask. That's a lot, mouthful. Couple of announcements. First of all, Angelic Attendant Training, May 18th and 19th, online, live, via Zoom. That's going to be Saturday and Sunday. You'll get to learn my buffet of psychicness. After a weekend, you'll be able to do all this stuff that I do. And it's just a blast. So go to AskJulieRyan.com/training and you can learn more about it. Love to have you join us. A lot of people are signing up for it. So you want to get in before it gets full. That's number one. Number two, it's the first Thursday of the month, which means I always give away a free session each first Thursday of the month. And so you want to stay on the show. I'll be announcing that later in the show. And then lastly, I have a new announcement. And that is on the third Thursday of the month, I'm going to be giving away a free class. So how you can sign up for a free class is you got to subscribe on YouTube. If you're listening on your podcast network, go to YouTube when you get a minute, subscribe to Ask Julie Ryan. You will be enrolled in the drawing, and I'm going to do that once a month, give away a free class. That's a big deal. So all you have to do is just subscribe, and then you may win. All right, let's go to our first caller.
Hi there.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, Joni. Got a question for me?
I do. My husband passed away last August, and I was just, I thought maybe you could bring some news from the other side.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so sorry. Was he sick?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. What's his first name, Joni?
Marcus.
Marcus. All right. Marcus is next to you. How this works is, our heads are big satellite dishes. They receive and they transmit frequencies. Every spirit has a frequency they keep throughout all of their lifetimes. In order to communicate with Marcus, everybody and anybody can do this. You're probably doing it now. And all you have to do is think of him. That tunes your satellite dish head to his frequency, much like tuning to a radio station or a TV or satellite station. And then that opens up a two-way radio communication, Joni, and you say something to him, he's going to answer you. It's going to feel like a thought in your head. How you know it's him is it's that first thing that comes into your head as soon as you can snap your fingers, sometimes even before. So I know you talk to him, right? You say things to him.
Yeah. In fact, I listened to you on Next Level Soul. And
yeah,
I think it's Thursday. Oh my gosh, her call is tonight. I should get on. And I was getting on, and he leaves me pennies. And there was a penny on the counter. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, you know what I'm doing.
Oh, so yeah, goosebumps. Yeah. When you get goosebumps, that's just validation from him or validation from spirit that that's true. So good job. Do you have a question for him?
Gosh, I was, you know, I wonder if how much he interacts with us. I have three daughters, two are away at college and one's in high school. And I don't know, they miss him so much.
I bet. And you do too. You don't look old enough to have three girls that old, girl. What, you have your first baby when you were five? Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. Okay. So he's around you guys all the time. He's talking about racquetball. When you were talking a minute ago about your girls, he was talking about racquetball. Did he play racquetball? He's into racquetball right now. Do the girls play racquetball? What's up with the racquetball?
No, but my youngest plays lacrosse. I don't know if maybe that, and she's really struggling this season. She's usually a really good player. Oh. She's just struggling. She's got a lot of problems in her hips and struggling. And a Reiki healer had said she felt like it was just her way of processing the grief, like that she was processing it physically. And actually that Reiki healer, Marcus, had come to her in a session. But
What's your daughter's name?
Kira.
Kira. Okay. He's talking about Kira, and I'll do a little healing on her real fast on her hips. They do look inflamed. Left one looks worse than the right.
Yeah.
And she gave me permission to scan her. I don't scan people without their permission. I think it's unethical. So her left hip's bothering her more than her right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's left.
Marcus is talking about her playing defense. Does that mean anything to you? I don't know enough about lacrosse to know if there's defense and offense.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah, she used to play offense, but she now plays more midfield. So she's now starting to defend where she just used to play offense. Yeah.
Okay. He's saying that it's really good for her to be playing defense and that that's really where she's going to shine. So that's where that's coming up. Yeah. He's with her and he's still talking about racquetball. What do you want to tell Joni about racquetball? I mean, you don't hear about racquetball that much anymore.
It's racquetball, because he was a huge tennis player. In fact, I just found a bunch of his tennis rackets and I tried to give them to his dad because I don't play tennis. And his dad was really adamant that he fix them for the girls. And I'm like, none of the girls play tennis. And he's like, no, they're going to want them someday. They're going to want to use them. And I'm like, oh, okay, fix them up. So I don't know.
He's right. He's saying that he's playing racquetball in heaven because he wasn't fast enough to play it when he was alive. So he gets to play racquetball in heaven, and he's saying that he can win whenever he wants because when he imagines something, it materializes. So one last thing is he's talking about daffodils. He wants you to when you see daffodils up, there you go. Yeah.
I can't see. I have like a container of daffodils right in front of me.
There you go. Yeah. He's talking about the daffodils. He's saying that he wants you to have something like daffodils or something yellow in the house, fresh flowers all the time, because they're a happy color. And you need to know that whenever you think of buying them, that's him putting the idea into your head.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much.
How sweet is that? Yeah. You bet. Schedule an appointment with me and we'll talk to him for an hour and we'll really get all your questions answered. And if the girls have questions, you can just come in with a list and we'll spend the whole hour chatting with him. And in the meantime, for Kira, I'm getting for her, and she's probably going to laugh when you say this, but it would be really helpful if she does some yoga.
Okay.
Because it's going to help stretch out those hips.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay. Have you read my book, Angelic Attendance?
I just downloaded it. I'm leaving on a trip.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to listen to it.
Great. Yeah. Great.
All right.
Okay. Well, have a wonderful trip. It's for those of you that don't know, it's what happens as we're dying, how we're surrounded by angels and the spirits of deceased loved ones and pets. You can either just go to my website, askjulieryan.com. It's on the homepage. You can request a free digital and audiobook download or go to julieryangift.com. And we'll send you a free digital and audiobook download. And so thanks so much, Joni, for calling in, sending you a big hug.
Thank you.
You bet. Hi, Rosie.
Hi.
Where are you?
New Jersey.
Oh, terrific. Look at those curls on you. Oh, my goodness. I can't even imagine you as a toddler. People probably stopped your mama on the street.
My mother would say that if she got a penny for every strain, she'd be rich.
I love it. For those of you that are listening, Rosie's got this head full of curls. They're beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
It's angelic looking almost. I can only imagine you as a baby.
Thank you.
Well, you got a question for me?
I do. Will my son be normal functioning human being and be healed?
What's going on with him? What's his name and what's going on with him?
Justin.
What's happening with Justin?
He's delayed.
Okay. And how old is he, Rosie?
Now he's 25.
Okay. Delayed, like autistic delayed?
That's what they gave him at 2, but I've always felt that that's not what really happened.
What do you think happened?
He got sick and nobody picked up on it, I think. And it caused a lot of damage. Mm-hmm. That's my mother and I used to talk about it, and we always thought that the damage came after.
When he was 2-ish?
It started around,
the difference.
Yeah, around after 1.5, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then now he's 25.
Okay. Now he's 25. All right. I'm going to connect from you to him. I'm going to ask him if I can scan him, and then we'll go from there. What this means, Rosie, is I learned how to raise my vibrational level to the level of spirit, because we're all spirits attached to a body having a human experience. And when we're attached to a body, we vibrate more slowly simply because the body has mass. So this is what I teach in my classes. You raise your vibrational level. I learned how to do all this stuff. And this is what I teach. So I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to watch a laser beam come from my body here in Birmingham, Alabama. It's going to head up to New Jersey, hook into you. And I'm going to go from you to your son. And then I'll ask him real fast if I can scan him. And then we'll take a look and see what's going on. So here we go. Comes my laser beam from sweet home Alabama, heading up to you in New Jersey. All right, got you. Got Justin. Justin, I'm talking to your mom. I know it's okay, is what he told me. So how high functioning is his? Is he?
There's mix and matches of it. The functioning is not all the same. Socially, emotionally, he's like a child. Cognitively, he's more on an adult, adult or like 18 or 19.
Okay. And he's bright too. He's a bright kid. He's a smart kid is what I'm getting. Okay. All right. What I'm getting that can really help him, Rosie, and good luck implementing this, is a ketogenic diet.
Oh, okay.
So limit processed foods, limit sugar, limit refined anything like breads and pasta and chips and soda pop and that kind of jazz. Does he live with you?
Yes.
He does. So you're buying his food?
Yes.
Okay. There's a guy named Chris Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R. He's head of psychiatry at Harvard Med School. And he talks a lot about autistic kids, and if we can get them on a ketogenic diet, it really helps their brain work better, and you'll see a big improvement in symptoms. Does he crave junky food?
He likes his chips.
Okay. All right. I found chips, girl. You can find them. I think Boulder is a brand, and then there's one at Costco. It's sweet potato chips, and it's just sweet potatoes, avocado oil, and sea salt. And then the Boulder chips have potatoes in them, sea salt, and olive oil. So those three ingredients, those are two brands of chips. If I'm going to eat chips, those are the only ones I bring into my house. So you only want the potato, the sea salt, and either avocado or olive oil, because those other oils are inflammatory. And we want to get the inflammation in his brain down. So you can do that. And sweet potatoes are way healthier for you than regular potatoes, because regular potatoes have lectins in them, which is a protein that causes inflammation and it causes gut distress in most people. So I would get him some of the sweet potato chips, avocado oil, and sea salt. They're at Costco. I don't know. Trader Joe's has the regular potato chips with olive oil and sea salt. Those are good too. Can you tell I've researched chips for you, girl? And I didn't even know you were calling in tonight. So how about that? But yeah, so you want to get those for him, and that'll be helpful. But try and keep him low on the food chain. Have him eat real food. If God made it, eat it. If man made it in a factory, do your best to avoid it. And then I would look up Chris Palmer, MD, Harvard, and autistic children, and also ketogenic diet.
Okay.
And hopefully that'll help. Okay. Good luck with all that. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You bet. If you want to have a conversation with me, AskJulieRyanShow.com. If you want to submit a question, we're live streaming on YouTube at Ask Julie Ryan. So AskJulieRyanShow.com if you want to have a conversation, or if you just want to ask a question, come in on the live stream at Ask Julie Ryan on YouTube. Okay, who's next? Oh, speaking of YouTube, this is from Steph. Hi, Julie. I love your show. I'm unemployed and having a hard time finding a position in my industry. It's been 6 months. Will I find a job soon? I got a yes before the question was out all the way, Steph, and she lives in California. Okay, so are you in the computer industry? Are you in the tech industry? You're either in it now and you're looking for a job, or there's a job for you in it, is what I'm getting. And the other thing that I'm getting, Steph, is to broaden your horizons. Expand what you think would be possible. Instead of just staying in the niche that you've been in all along, see what else is out there. Look into other industries. See where you can parlay your skill sets into those other industries. And I get that, yes, you'll have a job. I get in the next couple of months. She's in HR. Okay, well, that's broad. Yeah. So, yeah, I get you will. But be open, and be open to the size of company that just came in, Steph. So like a company that's owned by a family, maybe with fewer employees than what you're looking for, is an option, as well as the larger companies and the mid-sized companies too. But just be open to the size of company. What I keep getting, I've heard this four times, Steph, is broaden where you're looking and what you're looking for. Because when we put ourselves in a box, we limit what can happen. And something may materialize that you haven't even imagined. And that's how spirit works. How you know you're being led to a certain position is if it's interesting, if it sounds fun, if you want to know more, you're being led. So follow that and let us know how it goes. All righty, here's another one from Liz T. Hi, Julie, I'm from Colorado. I've been losing hair in small patches for approximately 5 years. It grows, then new bald spots appear. over and over. I turned 54 in March. Can you scan me? Thank you. Love your show. Hi, Liz T. Yes, I can. Liz T from Colorado. Here we go. Here comes my laser beam from Sweet Home, Alabama, heading out to Colorado. All right, got you. Shooting energy. So, hormones, bioidentical hormones, Liz. Those are the sex hormones, estrogen, testosterone, progesterone. Bioidentical is what our bodies make when we're young and fertile and popping out babies. And as we age, our hormone levels diminish. And Mother Nature says, aha, she's not propagating the species anymore, so we don't really need her. And that's when degenerative things start to take place. So we want to fool Mother Nature and make her think we're 35 when we're 65, like I'm almost 65. And how we do that is with bioidentical hormones. They're the exact molecular structure of what our bodies make when we're young and fertile. The synthetic hormones have extra molecules added to them so that they can be patented. Those are the ones you want to stay away from. How you find a doctor? I'm really an advocate of going to a gynecologist because they're experts on girly parts, number one. Number two, when you have a consult with them, it'll be covered under your insurance and so will the blood tests. So let's get your insurance to pay for this stuff. And how you find a doctor is call a couple of compounding pharmacies in your area, Liz, and just ask them who's prescribing bioidentical hormones through them. And they'll give you a list. And then just say, hey, are any of them gynecologists? And then they'll give you that information too. So when our sex hormones are low, it affects everything because hormones act as a soup. And that's going to affect your thyroid. It's going to affect your adrenals. It's going to affect all of them. So that's what I would do. Go to somebody who specializes in bioidentical hormones. Hope that helps. Let us know how you're doing. Thank you for all that. Oh, thank you for all that you do. You're welcome. AskJulieRyanShow.com. Join us if you want to have a conversation or come in YouTube live stream at Ask Julie Ryan. While you're on YouTube, remember to subscribe because I'm giving away a free class, you guys, every month. That's a big deal. So you got to subscribe to my YouTube channel at Ask Julie Ryan if you want to be enrolled in the drawing. And I'm going to do this monthly. So, okay, let's see who's next. Hi, Anita.
Hi, Julie. Thank you for taking my call. I'm so grateful for you.
You're welcome. Where are you, my girl?
I'm in Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock. All right. Terrific. I have a dear friend who grew up there. So, that's West Texas, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, good. Like they showed in all those Western movies with the sagebrush that are, I'm sure it's not like that now because it's all populated, but you still have areas with that, right?
Yes.
Oh, fun. What, you got a question for me?
Yes. I would love to get some guidance either from my higher self or my loved ones across the veil regarding my career, spiritual growth, and if there's anything, any advice they have.
Yeah. Do you have a specific question on that?
Yes. I know I'm not doing what makes my heart sing. So I just feel like, what is it that I should be leaning towards?
Okay. There's no should in the spirit world. It's all an experience. So this is my favorite question to ask people when they're trying to figure out what to do in their lives. If you were a trust fund baby, Anita, and money was never going to be an issue in your whole life, you had way more money than you could ever spend, what would you do for fun?
I'd want to travel to places that I've never seen that I'm interested in seeing.
Okay. All right. So that's where your spirit's being led. And when you think, oh my gosh, I could find a job in that, then our brain kicks in and we go, no, I'm not going to be able to do that. I don't have any training. I won't be able to make, you know, we come up with all these excuses. So instead of the reasons why it can't work, take a step. There's lots of industries out there in the travel business. Look at what's available at the airlines. Look what's available in the hospitality industry with hotels and things like that. Look at tour companies. Look at all of that. Doesn't mean you're going to work for one of those companies, it means take a step, take action, follow what you're being led to do. When we follow where we're led, Anita, it's like swimming downstream. The current is gonna, it's gonna help us. When we come up with all these excuses why we can't follow what we're interested in, it's a slog. It's hard. It's exhausting. It's just not fun. So if it's fun, if it's interesting, follow it. But the key is you got to take a step. So go online and look at what the airlines are doing. If you work for one of the airlines, you get travel vouchers, right? You could go travel a lot of those places. The whole travel industry has lots of opportunities. Cruises. I mean, doesn't mean you got to be on a ship, but maybe you're working at an office or working it with something to do for a cruise line. There are lots of operational people that are not on the actual ships. But again, you get the opportunity to travel, and usually it's comped. So that's what I'm getting. Does that resonate?
It does. I'll look into that.
Okay. Let us know where you're headed.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. AskJulieRyanShow.com on YouTube. We're doing the live stream at Ask Julie Ryan. Remember to subscribe on YouTube. Be entered into the drawing for a free class. And in a little bit, I'm going to announce who wins the free session this month. In order to be involved in that drawing, all you have to do is leave a review, either on whatever podcast network you watch us on or on YouTube or listen, podcast network you're going to be listening. So just leave a review. I love to hear from you. Tell us what you think about the show and leave a review on, just leave a comment and a review. What do you think about the show on YouTube too? And subscribe on YouTube. All righty, let's see who's next. Have you ever heard of Cozy Earth bedding? It's your ultimate luxury escape. Cozy Earth sheets are temperature regulating and incredibly soft, and they even have a 10-year warranty. They're made from organic bamboo and silk, are hypoallergenic, and even antimicrobial. Cozy Earth sheets are so amazing. They've been on Oprah's favorite things list for 5 years in a row, and I have them on my bed right now. So if you're ready to elevate your sleep, Cozy Earth has a special offer for just for my listeners. Go to CozyEarth.com and use the code AskJulie for a 35% discount. That's CozyEarth.com and use code AskJulie for a 35% discount. Upgrade your sleep with Cozy Earth bedding. I love them and so will you. Hi there. Are you Elvin?
Elvin from Florida.
From Florida. Where in Florida?
Baby, close to Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, terrific. You got a question for me?
Yes, I have a problem in my back between L4 and L5 that create a lot of pain on my right foot, like neuropathy. So my question is that a solution for me? There is a cure for me? For this condition?
Okay. Oh, yeah. You can cure everything. The body, Elvin, is programmed to heal. You know, if we give the body the opportunity to heal itself, it's amazing what's healed. I talked to a woman today in Amsterdam. I've been working with her for a year. She was so, so, so sick with mold exposure. She looks like a new woman. I mean, she feels great. Her energy is back. She's not in pain. All those symptoms are gone. We made a few tweaks, did some energetic healings on her, and she's just, it's amazing. So I get to see that stuff every day, all day long. So what I'd like to do is a healing on you. And what we're going to do is we're going to just roto-rooter your neurological system in your body. You probably have a bulging disc. I'll be able to tell once I get you on my radar, but we'll see what we can do to help. The way that this works, Elvin, is the healing happens on the energetic level, and it can integrate instantly It can take days, weeks, months. It may need some kind of complementary care on the physical level, like surgery or physical therapy or something, change in diet even, and to slow down inflammation, to help inflammation heal. So the work that I do, Elvin, is part of the healing equation. It's spirit working through me and with me to help you heal yourself, because nobody heals anybody else. No doctor, no healer, nobody. We heal ourselves. We're just helping you get there. So that's what we're going to do. All right, here comes my laser beam from Sweet Home, Alabama, heading south to you in Florida. You're not too far from me. I want you to envision what I'm describing, because when you do that, that helps the healing integrate into your body, because the body's always going to follow what the brain's showing it. And everybody listening and watching, I want you to envision what I'm talking about in all of these healings as well, because you're all working with me to help Elvin. And that's one of the benefits of calling into the show, is you get me, and then you get everybody all over the world that's watching this too, whether it's in real time or whether it's later, because time doesn't exist in the spirit world, right? So you've got all these people throughout the world helping heal you, kind of like the power of prayer, you know, when people are focused on one thing. So here we go. All right, got you. Okay, looks to me like you've got two bulging discs. I'm pushing those back in, and then I'm watching this netting, Elvin, that reminds me of a goldfish net, that you get a goldfish out of a bowl or out of an aquarium. And it gets put from the upper to the lower vertebrae, and it keeps that disc in there. You've got some degenerative disc disease is what it looks like to me. So those discs aren't keeping everything upright. I put these spacers in there. They remind me of, you know what a tile mason uses to lay tile before they put the grout in?
Uh-huh.
That's kind of what they look like to me. And then that netting gets put so it keeps the disc in place. And the funny thing about that netting, Elvin, is when I go back and scan somebody like a year later, and I'll forget that we did that healing on them, I'll say, did we work on your back? And they'll say, yeah, how do you know? And I'll say, because that netting's still there.
Wow.
Because I watch it. And yeah, it's pretty cool. Okay, so now imagine that we're just going to do your neurological system. I'm seeing from your mid back down. Imagine your neurological system looks like a network of tubing. Picture aquarium tubing. Sometimes it gets gunk in it. Uneaten fish flakes, fish poop, minerals from the water. And so we need to irrigate that tubing or replace it. That's what it reminds me of in the body. Remember, my analogies are to give us a frame of reference for the healing that's happening. So imagine that there are corkscrews. We're going down the middle of your back with a corkscrew, and it's spinning and it's grinding up any of that debris that's in there, dead cells, you know, other junk that's just in there. And then when we get to your legs, they bifurcate. So there's a corkscrew going down each leg, spinning, and it's going to come out the end of your feet. Now we're going to irrigate all that gunk out of there that's been chopped up. So imagine that there's irrigation fluid that looks like a clear liquid like water. It's flying out the end of your toes. Imagine that your feet look like sprinklers. Okay. And then we're putting stem cell energy in there. Light amber color, gel, sparkles, reminds me of Dippity-Doo hair gel when I was a kid in the 60s and 70s. If you don't know what that is, ask your wife or look it up, because it's a real thing. And then there's a vortex that's spinning behind each of your thighs, and that's regenerating your neurological system. And is your right foot worse than your left?
Yes, the right foot is worse than the left.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. So once those corkscrews got down to your right foot, they were grinding. It was a little harder to get through the gunk that was in there, but we broke through it. And so now the nerve tissue is coming back online from the stem cell energy, which is the coolest stuff. It'll regenerate any body part we need. And what's happening is those nerves are turning pink as they're coming down your legs and they're being healed. So the right leg is down to about your knee, to the back of your knee, the left leg's down to your calf. All right, left leg's done. Right leg's coming down to your calf. Okay, your ankles, out your feet. So see if that helps. One more question. Are you a diabetic?
No.
Do you have type 2 diabetes? No?
No.
Okay. All right. Stay away from the sugar. Stay away from refined things because it causes inflammation. And that will help with the pain and help your body heal.
Thank you.
So I hope you feel better.
Appreciate. Bye.
You bet. Thanks for calling in. Bye, Elvin.
Bye.
AskJulieRyanShow.com if you want to have a conversation with me. We're doing live streams, question at Ask Julie Ryan on YouTube. So let me know what your questions are. I love getting to answer them. Okay, here's Linda. And Linda says, hi, Julie. I'm calling in from Melbourne, Australia. She's on YouTube. May I please have a healing for my kidney failure? I'm on dialysis 3 times per week and would love to be free to live my life. My goodness, absolutely. Stem cell energy to the rescue, Miss Linda. Here's how this goes. I'm going to connect into you and we'll see what's going on. And then we'll bring in the stem cell energy to see what we can do. Okay, here comes my laser beam from Sweet Home, Alabama, heading really far south to you in Australia. Okay, takes just a second. When I watch my laser beam, you guys, it's like I'm watching it go across oceans and across maps, and it's really a riot how it works. Okay, got you. Shooting energy from your feet up through the top of your head. Your left kidney looks worse than your right to me, but let's just regenerate both of them. Imagine that there's a mold, like a plastic mold used in manufacturing, or even a jello mold, a gelatin mold. And they look like kidneys. And there's one on either side of your actual kidneys. Imagine that they're being filled with stem cell energy. Again, light amber colored gel, sparkles, reminds me of dippity-doo hair gel in the 60s and 70s. And as those are getting filled, then what we're going to do, okay, vortices first started spinning on top of both of them, and we're going to regenerate new kidneys, and then we're going to put them in place to see if that'll help. I used to, when I first started doing this stuff way back in the day, I saw a kidney transplant, Linda, and I saw what happens in the operating room, that I've been in those surgeries as an inventor of surgical devices. I've been in surgeries, I was, for many, many years. And I'd see the kidney get harvested from the donor patient, and I'd watch the diseased kidney get removed from the recipient, and I'd watch the new kidney go into the patient, you know, that was having kidney failure. For probably the last, I would say, 6 or 7 years, I don't see that anymore because everything's done with stem cell energy. And so I believe that the healings have not only increased in their abilities, but also I understand what stem cell energy is. Probably 6, 7, 8, 10 years ago, I wasn't really familiar with stem cells. And so it's interesting to me that these healings come in and they're part of the zeitgeist of what's happening in the world, like stem cells. And so the healings match that. Okay. The kidneys are regenerated while I've been chit-chatting. Clamping off the plumbing, removing the diseased kidneys, putting the new kidneys in. They're being sewed into the plumbing, and then release the clamp. Right one's online. Let's do the left one. Left one clamps removed. Okay, need to put a couple more stitches in there. This is what it looks like in the operating room with sutures. I mean, I'm watching this in my head. All right, got that unclamped. Okay. And it's interesting because I heard them start up like a motor of a car or a motorcycle or something. So I hope that helps. And I hope you're feeling a lot better. All right. AskJulieRyanShow.com. If you want to have a conversation, at AskJulieRyan on YouTube. If you want to put in a question, KD says, how can I leave a review to be in the giveaway? Just in the comments section. Either if you're on YouTube, just leave a comment about what you think about the show. If you're listening on a podcast, just leave a comment where it says reviews. We're on all the podcast networks. And then if you want to, so that's to win a free session with me. And if you want to put in your name in the hat for the free class, you got to subscribe to my YouTube channel at Ask Julie Ryan. So then you'll be entered into that drawing. I'm trying to make this fun. And, you know, what's more fun than free stuff? So we'll do that every month. All righty, let's see who's next. Hi, Tessa.
Hi.
How are you, girl?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. Please tell everybody where you're located.
I am in, Sacramento, California.
Sacramento. And I got to talk to you earlier today, and you just signed up for my angelic attendant training class.
I did.
I was thrilled when I saw that. I got an email that you had signed up. I was like, woohoo.
Yeah.
It will enhance your life in every area, and you'll be able to do all the stuff that I do. So I'm thrilled.
Well, I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah. You got a question for me?
Yes. My right ear has been ringing since 1995. And
I was wondering
if you could help. But I've been to ear, nose, and throat doctor for a year. And finally, at the end of the year, said I can't figure out anything that's wrong. So, but it still rings.
Okay.
So, and it seems to be getting louder.
Okay. Here we go. You know what exacerbates it is Wi-Fi. A lot of people. So when
that
you
doesn't help
just kind of,
well, no.
Yeah. Pay attention to when you're someplace like out in the woods or in a garden or someplace where they don't have Wi-Fi. Pay attention to see if it's reduced.
Okay.
And or turn off the Wi-Fi in your home at night when you go to bed.
Okay.
And see if that makes it better, too.
Okay.
I have several clients that have told me that that really makes it worse.
Okay.
But here we go. Here comes my laser beam from Sweet Home, Alabama, heading to you out in Sacramento. All right. Got you. Shooting energy from your feet up to the top of your head. So it's your right ear that's worse than the left. That's where the energy went.
Yeah.
When I see somebody that has tinnitus, I always like to look, Tessa, at the eardrum, the tympanic membrane is what it's called. And do you remember having ear infections as a child?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
It was constant.
All the time. Mm-hmm. Okay. You have a perforated eardrum you had multiple times, and I see a scar on your eardrum.
Okay.
And it's what I would call as a keloid, which means that this, I know you've seen scars that are kind of pink in their rays. They don't lay flat.
Right. I scar like that.
That's, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's what you have on your eardrum.
Okay.
And what I'm watching happen, Tessa, is I'm watching it get cut out, and then we're going to use stem cell energy to repair it.
Okay.
Light amber color gel, sparkles, dippity-doo, and there's a vortex spinning outside of your right ear.
Okay.
Okay. And what that's doing is that's healing and replacing that area that was cut out where that keloid scar was on your right eardrum.
Okay.
When there's a keloid on the eardrum, it changes the reverberation of that eardrum. Okay. It messes it up.
Yeah.
And so the eardrum has been redone with stem cell energy. And what I'm watching happen now, Tessa, is I'm watching it get pulled in different directions, like in the 7 o'clock position, in the 11 o'clock position, similar to, you know, the membrane that's on a set of bongo drums. When you have it, depending on how tightly it's pulled and how thick it is, it's going to determine what the tone is of that drum. What's similar to that in the eardrum. And so I'm watching it get pulled. And then I watch energetic notes and energetic waves, like sound waves, bouncing off your eardrum. And then it gets pulled again in another place to tighten it. It's being adjusted. The interesting thing about that is when, and I've seen this for many years, I've always wondered why am I seeing musical notes and sound waves? Aren't notes part of sound waves? And when I had this recording studio put in my house, that's what all this red foam is to make it soundproof.
Yeah.
I asked my audio engineer who designed it and installed it for me. I said, why do I see both? And he said, musical notes are a different frequency, and that's why they can elicit emotion. Which I thought was fascinating. Well, I'd never heard that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
So rotor-rootering out your eustachian tube. Imagine that corkscrew that we used on Elvin, in his neurological system. We're cleaning that out, irrigating it out. Let me look at your left ear too. Well, I've got you held captive here for a minute. And you've got some scarring over there too. Same thing.
Okay.
Cutting out that part of the eardrum. It's worse in your right ear than your left ear, the scarring. But pulling that out, stem cell energy in there again, vortex spinning outside of it and regenerating it. And then it's going to get adjusted like what we did on the right ear. While I'm watching that happen, just a quick explanation. Whenever I see stem cell energy being used, I always see a vortex that transforms the stem cell energy into whatever the body part is. And oftentimes, these new body parts, like a new kidney, I've had this several times, it'll show up on a subsequent scan at the doctor's office. And I've had doctors over the years call me and say, what are you doing? And how does this stuff work? And so I explained to them, go back to your fifth grade science lessons. We all learned every cell has a nucleus. The nucleus is surrounded by cytoplasm, which is a watery gel, like dippity-doo. And our bodies, Tessa, have a centrifugal force in them that spins, and it causes the cells to divide and replicate to the tune of billions of them a day. So I believe in these healings, what I get to see is the same thing that our bodies do on their own, but I get to see these healings happen in warp speed.
Okay.
And so that just helps your body heal.
That's
so
cool.
I'm so excited you're joining us in May for the Angelic Attended Training Class.
Yes,
and, and the other thing is that we have 9 practice groups a week that are free for life, and you are going to love, 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 love the Angelic Attended Training. I call it AAT, the AAT community that's global of like-minded people. And when you go to those groups, those practice groups, boy, do your skills really ramp up. And several people have met just dear friends from around the globe. And some of them take vacations together and go to each other's homes and, all of that. It's really an extraordinary group. So I'm thrrilled you're going to be joining
us. Thank you very much.
You bet. Take care. Bye, Tessa.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Where are you?
I am in Maynard, Texas, which is near Austin.
Okay, great. Terrific. Well, welcome. You got a question for me?
I do. I've had 2 neck surgeries. The most recent about 5.5 weeks ago. And I've pretty much healed from all of it except for my left arm and shoulder. And when I had the first surgery, I had some nerve issues in that arm, and it just seems like it's not going away. So I wondered if you could work on that.
Yeah, you've still got nerve issues going on in that left arm?
I believe so. Doctors are telling me that it's shoulder stuff, but it feels the same as it did 5 years ago.
Okay. All right. When they got in there for the second surgery, Mary, did they say you had a bunch of scar tissue in there?
They didn't tell me that. I've been thinking about getting my medical records.
Yeah, because I don't even have you on my radar, and that's what I'm getting right off the bat is a bunch of scar tissue that was in there, probably from injury and perhaps your first surgery. So here we go. Here comes my laser beam from Sweet Home, Alabama, heading to you in Texas. All right, got you. Shooting energy from your feet up through the top of your head. All right, neck. Okay, yeah, I'm seeing scar tissue. Scar tissue, Mary, looks like a spider web, but it's fibrous. It's thicker and it's fibrous. It's like, you know, that packing tape that you can put on packages that has those strings in it, and it's really tough. It's way stronger than just regular cellophane tape. You know what I'm talking about? That's what scar tissue looks like to me. And it reminds me of, you know, March Madness, right? We're in the basketball tournaments for colleges. When a team wins a basketball game, they're cutting down the net, you know, off the rim to keep it with their trophies. That's what I'm watching happen. We're cutting out that scar tissue that's going in there. Okay. And let's do the same healing that we do with Elvin, with your nerve damage, and going in, coming down left side, your shoulder coming down into your arm. Imagine it looks like a piece of aquarium tubing, Mary. And imagine there's a corkscrew inside of it. It's spinning very fast and it's grinding up all that gunk that's in there. Now it's being irrigated. So like Elvin, the irrigation fluid was flying out the end of his toes. Yours is flying out the end of your fingers. So you've heard of Edward Scissorhands? Think of Jerry sprinkler hands there. So that's just what happened. And then here comes the stem cell energy. Light amber color gel, sparkles, dippity-doo. You ever heard of dippity-doo, Mary, back in the day?
I remember dippity-doo. My mommy used it on me all the time.
Oh, my gosh. I talked to a woman the other day. She goes, I haven't thought about that in 60 years. And I told her, I said, when Spirit first came in with the dippity-doo thing, I said, really? You want me to say that? And they said, yeah. And I said, why? And they said, because people of a certain age are going to know what you're talking about and everybody else can look it up online. And plus, it's funny. And healing is supposed to be fun. You know, all this communicating with Spirit is supposed to be fun. So, all right. Stem cell energy is used. That nerve's come back online. I think you're going to do just fine.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I hope that helps. I hope you feel better. The other thing that just came in, Mary, and that is, do you use those stretchy bands to exercise? Is your physical therapist having you use those stretchy bands?
Not yet. I just started physical therapy today.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
about. Okay. All right. They probably will. And when you're done with the physical therapy, what I'm getting is for you to continue using them. Those are the best thing that are going to help your arm and your shoulder heal is those stretchy bands.
Okay.
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 All righty. Hope you feel better.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. Let's go to the winner of the free session this month. Drum roll, please. I'll keep my day job. Okay. This is somebody named Prakashananda. Prakashananda. And she says, this is very sweet. She says, it's impossible to overstate the value of Julie Ryan's work. If it had only been to find some peace with the catastrophic loss of my soulmate, that would have been more than enough. But the continued gifts are both unexpected and magical. There is so much practical information as well as manifestation and healing in divine abundance in each episode. So, Prakashananda, girl, you have won I'm assuming it's girl. You have won a free session with me. Just go into AskJulieRyan.com, go to the Ask a Question, just say, hey, I won the April free session. And you and I will have a whole hour to chat with one another about anything you want. Because, you know, I am a buffet of psychicness, which means we can scan you energetically, do healings. We can talk to your dead grandma. I can scan your cat. We can do past life stuff. And we can do anything and everything that you want in an hour. So we will find a date and time that works with your schedule and mine. And by the way, that's valued at $250. So if you want to enter the drawing, I give away a free one every month. Just leave a review where you either watch or listen to the show. and you'll be entered into the drawing. And then remember the new prize that I'm giving in a couple of weeks. Every month, the third Thursday of the month is a free class, and that's going to be to people who've subscribed to my YouTube channel. So be sure you do that too. Okay, I think we have time for one more question. Let's see who that is. Sophie Soul Sister. I love that. Oh, so that's it. That's her secret agent name because she's saying, "Hi, Julie. My name is Maria. My mom passed in October. Her name was Lila. I would love to hear from her. She was from Iowa and I live in Missouri." Okay. Maria, what I said before, and Marie, what I talked about before, in order to talk with your mom, all you have to do is think of her. And that tunes your satellite dish head to her frequency. So what happens is we'll just ask her a question and then you're going to hear a thought come into your head. I'm going to be on the same channel. So I'm kind of like the interpreter, but we all do this. We all come in with the ability. We all do it. It's just a matter of trusting what comes in. And how you know it's coming from your mom or any spirit with whom you're chatting, you didn't need to know them when they were alive. You can talk to Elvis. You can talk to, I don't know, King Arthur. It doesn't matter. You just think of them. And that tunes your satellite dish head to their frequency. So, Lila, what do you want to tell your baby girl, Marie? What do you want to tell Marie? She's with you all the time. She's showing me you as a little girl jumping rope. I don't know if you did that or not, but not like with a bunch of kids, but your own jump rope with the handles, your jumping rope, both frontwards and backwards. And she's saying she used to love you do that because it gave you so much joy to do it. And you feel like you're jumping rope a lot of the time now, just because you're so busy and you're dealing with so much. But she's saying, get that jump rope out and start jumping rope. It's really good exercise and it's going to give you a lot of joy as well. So I hope that helps. Also, read my book, Angelic Attendance, What Really Happens As We Transition from This Life to the Next. If you want a free copy, go to julieryangift.com and we will send you a free digital and audiobook copy. Anybody that's listening, you want a free copy of Angelic Attendance, just go to julieryangift.com and we'll send you one. And anybody that's read Angelic Attendance, please leave a review on Amazon for me because it helps people find this information. And usually they're looking for it at a time where they either have a loved one at the end of their lives or they've just lost somebody. And it provides so much information and comfort. And that's just how Amazon gets that information out. You know, if we have reviews, then they'll recommend the book. So please leave an Amazon review for Angelic Attendance. Okay, Sophie Soul Sister saying thank you. You're welcome. All righty. Well, everybody, what a treat to be with all y'all, as I say here in the Deep South this week. Remember, subscribe to YouTube. You'll be entered into the drawing for a free class. Leave a review. Angelic Attendant Training. Sign up. Join us in May. It'll be a ball. And in the meantime, have a great week. Sending you lots of love from Sweet Home, Alabama. Mwah. Bye, everybody. Like, subscribe, send this to your friends and family.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow Julie on Instagram and YouTube at Ask Julie Ryan and like her on Facebook at Ask Julie Ryan. To schedule an appointment or submit a question, please visit AskJulieRyan.com.
This show is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be medical, psychological, financial, or legal advice. Please contact a licensed professional. The Ask Julie Ryan Show, Julie Ryan, and all parties involved in producing, recording, and distributing it assume no responsibility for listeners' actions based on any information heard on this or any Ask Julie Ryan shows or podcasts.